WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Tens of thousands of protesters again taking to the streets across America. Peaceful demonstrations Sunday against police killings of black people have been overshadowed by unrest that quickly ravaged cities from Philadelphia to Los Angeles. A truck driver plowed into demonstrators in Minneapolis nearly a week after George Floyd was killed with a knee pressed to his neck by a police officer. Tear gas fired into crowds in Philly. Outside the White House, tear gas and stun grenades. Across New Jersey, mostly peaceful protests. But in Trenton, violence erupted in pockets of the capital city. Just hours after city cops took a knee in solidarity with the protesters, some in the crowd clashed with officers, throwing bricks, setting at least one cop car on fire. Lifelong Trenton resident Maurice Lennon attended the earlier peaceful protests and believes it was a small faction of non-city residents who sparked that violence.
They were waiting for something to happen, and to my opinion, they were waiting for nighttime, where they were going to do their second part of the protest, which they were going to escalate it and lead to riot.
Lennon will be leading community cleanup efforts after a citywide curfew is lifted at 8 a.m. this morning. Curfew also remains in effect in Atlantic City, where looters smashed windows of stores at the city's outdoor mall. Crowds flocked to the beaches and boardwalks this weekend, but for the most part kept their distance. It appeared few were wearing masks, rides and attractions remained closed, most shops were not open. The warmer weather months mean the likelihood you'll be in the pool or the ocean or a lake or a river. There's still much to learn about how COVID-19 survives in natural aquatic environments.
Kay Beidle, a professor in the Department of Marine and Coastal Sciences at Rutgers, says oceans present certain conditions that could make it difficult for the coronavirus to remain infectious. Sunlight, higher temperatures as we get deeper into summer.
Saltwater is another condition that would tend to probably degrade the coronavirus.
Beidel says the biggest threat is close contact with other people while enjoying these bodies of water. The CDC says proper operation and disinfection of swimming pools should kill the virus that causes COVID-19. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy is promising some big announcements today that could include when restaurants will allow outside dining, along with rules for other non-essential retail and Atlantic City casinos, which could open by the 4th of July. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Dry air and clear skies have led to a surprisingly cool morning across the Garden State. We even have some 30s on the temperature map, mainly in the 40s, 50s along the coast. We'll top out in the upper 60s to around 70 today. A little bit below normal for this time of year. Mostly sunny skies with some extra clouds building into northern New Jersey this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. And then tomorrow will be a mostly cloudy day with a few showers early and late, highs lower to mid 70s. Big warm up coming on Wednesday, getting much more humid too, highs lower to mid 80s, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon and evening. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Harvey Cedars is 52, Phillipsburg 45, Williamstown is 48. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.